Welcome to Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. My name's Kiara D'Amato.
And I'm Cabela Hendricks.
We're just two girls with too many opinions who want to watch the world burn. Hence the flames. Welcome back to Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. We have got quite the episode in store for you today. Really, we're just going to hate on clothes and majority shoes. So I'm going to just start us off. I don't like Gucci. I think it is the ugliest designer brand. That's pretty much it.
Do you have examples?
You know their pattern of like the G's and everything? Okay, don't get me wrong. I'd love a nice like Gucci belt, you know, that has like the gold Gucci logo and it's just a black simple belt. That is the only thing I would ever buy from them. Everything else that they have is like bleh. So like the Gucci pattern, every designer brand has their pattern. Like Louis Vuitton is the LV, Prada is just Prada.
Right. And doesn't Coach have their own one too?
Yeah, I feel like Coach is like Gucci's like cheaper sibling.
I agree.
Anyways, but like this Gucci pattern, it's just ugly. And their colors too. It's like brown, green, and red. So like, it's ugly. And that's pretty much, that's the hot take in and of itself. Gucci's ugly. And I think like, if you're going to spend thousands of dollars on something, maybe it should look good.
I think that's going to be the theme of this episode is, you know, why would you spend more money to make yourself more ugly?
Yep. I literally have a quote from you on my phone that says, why would you spend money to look uglier?
Yeah, no, look, I stand on that.
Yeah, like look at this. I'm showing Cabela something that you can't see, but it's just the colors of Gucci. If you want to go look it up yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking at a brown, green, and red bag, which is very interesting. It's not my fave. Let's put it this way. It's not a color combo I would go for, especially as a girl who wears almost exclusively blue. That's definitely not my cup of tea.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, okay, I think designer's kind of stupid, but like you pay for the brand and like the quality, I guess. Like the only designer brand I really would buy from is Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Maybe Dior. I don't know. I feel like Dior is really like prim and proper and I'm not really girly enough for that.
I'm going to be so for real. I know like nothing about designer brands at all.
I know. I feel like I'm oddly educated about random stuff. I don't know. Anyways, tell us about some of your stuff, Cabela.
All right. I've got a little story. Okay. I'm scrolling on Instagram and there's a private little Christian school in my hometown and they posted a little something. And in this picture, right, they had some dress up day. I think it was like twin day or something. And these little girls all decided to wear a dress over pants. And all I could think was, oh my gosh, you know that one picture of Ashley Tisdale?
Oh my gosh, I was just thinking about
everybody
that.
Always goes to the Ashley Tisdale picture and my brain went straight there and I was like, are you so for real right now? This is not 2007. This is not like...
It's not even 2007, it's like 2003.
True. No, all of like the 2000 to 2010.
The platform sandals, the layered tank tops, the jeans under the dresses.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's awful. It's awful. And I was like, this should not come back. This is terrible when it happened. It's terrible now. And when I was a kid, did I maybe wear dresses over pants? Yeah, maybe. Okay. But hey, it was like 2007, like I said. Okay. So whatever. But that's my hot take. Is those should not come back. Honestly.
Some trends should not be brought back.
I agree.
Some of the stuff has been cool. Obviously, don't bring low-rise jeans back.
Oh my
gosh, I can't
shoot
them.
No. Low-rise jeans are awful. But what's crazy is my mom has the opposite opinion on this. She's like, no, I like low-rise jeans. I don't like high-rise. She's like, it makes your butt look like it's super long because your waist is all the way up there. But I was like, but everybody knows it's just your jeans. Like, I just don't feel like it's that big of a deal in my brain.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it depends on the jeans. Some jeans are really flattering. Other ones make you look saggy. So. And that's the
awful
podcast. I'm a high rise all the way. High rise everything.
Too.
All types of pants. I will wear them high rise only.
Amen.
Because that just keeps everything tucked in. So.
Well, and here's to summarize this take. The 2000s, especially the early 2000s, should not come back. I know that Y2K has become a recent aesthetic. People are wanting to dress like that. I can't get behind it.
But it's a 2024 version of
That's
Y2K.
True. And
like
some
the
of it
baby tees.
Okay, I can get behind a baby tee.
Yeah, but like all I can think of is the platform foam sandals. Do you remember those? They're like this thick.
Oh, you know, I had some.
I think I did too. But it's just like, no. please. Some of that stuff was so ugly.
But some of it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's like, coming back.
Okay. Here's my thing, though, about clothes is that kids' clothes these days, just to bounce off yours, kids' clothes. Why are they dressing so cool? Why do kids have shoes that are nicer than mine?
Literally.
Literally, like, babies have, like, Nike Dunks. Hello? Like, first off, those are $50 shoes for your baby. They're going to grow out of them in, like, 2 weeks. So, like, and all these kids are dressing so nice. I see 13-year-olds and they're dressed like an 18-year-old.
Which is actually really scary to me. I don't think that that should be happening. I mean, this is a whole rabbit hole that we're going to have to get off of.
Yeezys.
Oh.
Guys, I hope it's okay. Their sneakers are okay. They're decent. But we're talking about the Yeezy Foam Runner, but it's R&R. R&R. But it is the ugliest shoe ever. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I do not like it. So I think that it's a horrible looking shoe. It's just disgusting. I don't like it. And people wear them without socks.
Ew,
and
they have, like, I don't want to see your dogs. I don't want to see the dogs.
It's just, it's horrible. And like the Yeezy, okay, I don't like slides either. I don't want to see people's feet. Really, that's my problem. But like the Yeezy slide, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like a weird shaped shoe. It's very Kanye. So well,
okay, so my issue with the Yeezy Foam Runners is that they look like you have put your feet into meteors. Like, it looks like a meteor to me. Like, this came from space. This is a space rock, and you put your feet in there, except it's cheap because it's foam, and you paid a lot of money for ugly shoes that are foam, literally foam. You could get Crocs for cheaper, which we will get to Crocs in a minute, but hold on. Okay, so you paid a lot of money, and again, here it is again, right? You paid a lot of money to make yourself look uglier.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
These shoes are $200.
Oh my gosh, $200 is insane.
Yeah, I'll pay $100 for a pair of Nike shoes, but $200? That's too much.
Especially when they're foam. They're gonna wear out. They're gonna get nasty.
They're gonna look dirty. It's like,
Yeah, I know. No, that's a no for me. All right, now Crocs. Here we go. So we were standing in line to get food the other day. I don't know, actually like a month ago or something.
Yeah.
And we saw this dude in what we have deemed smooth Crocs.
And I tried to look them up on the internet and I cannot find, they were not Crocs.
Oh, they weren't Crocs.
No,
but so they're off brands, which is worse.
No, I don't even think Crocs makes them, but they look like they're the same shape as a Croc. But it, just imagine a Croc with no holes. And it doesn't have the little, like, you know, sport mode strap on it.
Oh, it was rough, guys. It was rough.
So, like, why would you buy that? Maybe they're comfy, but, like,
This reminds me of golf ball shoes, which I don't know what they actually are.
Hold on. I meant to look this up. I don't know. They're, like, golf. Hold on.
Yeah, they just look like they are a shoe comprised of golf balls. Do you know what they're called?
I'm trying to look what... It's all on Temu.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me see. They're called bubble slides.
Oh. No, golf ball shoes. That's what they are.
More than anything, the unorthodox bubble slides are comfortable. Bruh.
They're also ugly.
Why do they look like that? It's ugly. I'm only seeing them on Temu. I swear, these kids are not getting them from Temu. Maybe they are. Oh, there's an original Bubble Slides website. Yeah, that's them. They're ugly.
How much do they cost?
$54.
Ooh, not worth
$54
it.
$54 is crazy.
$54 to make yourself look uglier. Let's really think about that.
I mean, if you want to risk getting your information sold, you can get them for like $5 on Temu.
I'm good. No.
Yeah. And it's all the athletes that have these. It's so weird. No hate to the athletes, but like, get better shoes. It's just like, oh, and then so I found this Croc. I saw somebody wearing them. It's a collaboration is the word with Crocs. I'm going to butcher this. It's Saleh Bembury X Crocs Pollux Clog Sasquatch. It's weird looking. It looks like. It's this one.
Oh. Okay. So if I had to describe this to you, it looks like if Palpatine wore Crocs.
It's just like a wrinkly Croc with like some holes in it. So, oh.
That's what I thought you were talking about. I'm showing her a picture right now of something I took in class where this dude was wearing Crocs where it's Croc on top, but like shoe on the bottom.
Yeah. It looks like the bottom of a Converse almost.
Yeah. Like bottom of Converse and then the top is Croc. So the Croc charms and everything. It was quite the interesting situation, but I thought that's what you're talking about, but I see it's Palpatine shoes.
Palpatine shoes. Yeah. Was that all that we had for shoe hot takes?
No, because we have not talked about Off-White.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I got some beef with you. So my cousin loves Off-White, but their shoes have, it's like a zip tie tag or something on it. I'm going to be so for real, I'm not super versed in Off-White, but I saw it and I could not stop making fun of him because why would you buy shoes that you have to leave a tag on?
Exactly.
It just looks ugly. Let's be so for real right now. I know you're paying for the name of the brand. I know that's the whole point, but let's be so for real. It's ugly. Like, take a step back for a sec. Oh, no. Oh, no. What's your face? What's your
face? I'm looking at the prices of these Off-White shoes.
Oh, my gosh. How much is it?
I'm seeing $650 right now.
No shot.
Yeah.
$650?
They look like New Balance shoes.
So you're paying $650 for New Balances with a tag you can't take off, otherwise it devalues your shoe. Are you so for real right now?
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the shoe design, but it's still like, that'd be just flopping around. I saw some other ones that are
$850.
Yeah.
No. Guys, come on. Come on now.
You're telling me you're almost paying $1,000 for these shoes? I mean, I get it. Off-White, it's semi-designer. They're like higher-end shoes, but not like designer, I guess. I don't know. But like $650 for a pair of shoes is insane.
That is insane. It's not worth it, I think, in any case. I'm not going to pay $600 for any of my Nikes. I'm not doing it.
Unless these shoes are lasting me my entire life.
Like, Docs don't even cost that much, and Docs are going to last way longer than that shoe, I guarantee you. Actually, let me confirm on the Docs. I don't know how much I paid for my Docs. I ordered them off Amazon.
I feel like they're like $100, $200. That's what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, about $100, $150, actually.
But that's really good quality shoes.
It is really good quality, and it's not $650, and they're not ugly. Good grief, people.
I just can't validate an $850 purchase. I don't got that kind of money.
Nope. Now, our final hot take is one we actually disagree on. So that's interesting.
Y'all are in for it. This is so interesting. When Cabela first told me this, I think it was last semester, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this isn't real.
Yeah. This opinion started with my mom. And then it kind of got passed on to me and I've started to believe it. And that is that leggings are not pants and should not be worn as such.
When can you wear leggings? When is an appropriate time to wear leggings?
Okay. In my opinion, that's just not a thing. Like, I just probably would never wear them.
Oh.
But to my mom, because like I said, this opinion originated with her.
Yeah.
To her, the only appropriate time would be to wear them under something. So this would be like when you're in elementary school and you want to wear a skirt to school.
Yeah.
You wear your leggings under the skirt.
Oh my gosh. Which, so 2000.
That's a whole other story. We already had this conversation. So to me, I would probably never wear leggings. I have a pair of those like leggings that look like they're mesh, but they're just like fur inside.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I have those because it's cold. So I'll wear those occasionally, but even then, it's not really leggings because it looks like it's my legs underneath.
I do disagree with this because I wear leggings all the time. at least like twice a week I'm wearing leggings.
I think, but here's the thing. My issue with leggings as pants isn't that they're ugly. Actually, hold on. Let me back that up for just a sec. I think that if you're wearing designed leggings, like they have patterns.
No.
You know, like what was it? LuLaRoe? That was so popular so long ago. Yeah, that hideous, ugly, please never wear those again. Like that's, I do have an issue with that. That is ugly. But black leggings, I don't think that they're ugly. I just think at least personally on me, I do not want the outline of my butt there for everyone to see. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
To me, I don't like wearing jeans as often because jeans are just uncomfy sometimes. And so I'd rather wear sweatpants or leggings. I mean, that's so college student of me. It's like,
But it's comfy.
It is. I would rather be comfy than just have jeans that are like digging into my stomach when I'm sitting down. I think here's the thing about leggings is like Lululemon. Their leggings are like $150, which is insane.
That is insane.
And what you can do is there's dupes all over the internet. So like on Amazon, you can get the literal same exact Lululemon leggings, but they don't have the Lululemon logo on it. It is the same exact quality. Like people have like matched up the percentages of different types of like materials in the leggings with the ones on Amazon. They're the same exact thing. Same with like Skims and like all that jazz. Yeah. So it's like, why would you pay so much money for leggings? But I get it. People will be like, I wear Lululemon. I don't subscribe to that. I'm like, give me my, I had a pair of leggings from Costco.
Nice.
Bro, they lasted me a long time.
Yeah, see, and I'll say this. Leggings are comfy. They really are. I just can't get behind the fact that, like,
it's the outline of your body.
Well, it's the outline of your body, and I just can't, like, there's not enough layer between me and my skin and to the outside world. Like, outside world, layer, skin, there's not enough layers there.
Are like, all pants I need, like that though?
But no, I just feel like pants are thicker.
Oh yeah.
And so there is more and of looser. A buffer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're looser. And so there's more of a buffer between me and the outside world. Whereas I feel like leggings, if I am sitting on a cold seat, I am sitting on that cold seat. I mean, yes, it's the same thing with pants. Yes, I can still feel the cold seat, but I feel like it's worse in leggings. And so I just cannot get behind them being pants. Like, there's not enough buffer between me and the world.
Yeah.
With leggings.
That's so interesting because I just live off them. Very two different ways of thinking. But yeah, that's all the hot takes we have for you today. I think.
A lot of hate today.
Yeah, a lot of hate. Oh my gosh. Don't buy ugly shoes, people. Don't spend money to look uglier.
I will be making fun of you in my head if I see you wearing any of these.
Especially the golf ball shoes that are the bubble slides. Not golf ball shoes, but they look like golf balls. Yeah. So.
Or space rock shoes.
Yeah. Or the Palpatine Crocs.
Or Palpatine Crocs.
Yeah. Or shoes with a tag. So
literally. Well, that's it for this third episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, follow us on Instagram at Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. And download our episodes, share them with your friends, share them with your family, because we want to win an award at the end of the semester. You know, we're in a competition and, you know, we're competitive people. So we want to win.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. Don't forget that we drop a new episode every Monday. So make sure you're following us so you're up to date with the latest things we hate. And don't forget to download our episodes so we can beat the rest of our classmates and win a potty. We'll see you next week.
Stay hatin'.